Hi, this is Lori Moylov with the Limitless Podcast, and today I have Amy Mallon here today to talk about all the amazing creative endeavors she started in the industry. I feel like you started at such a young age because it was your grandmother who was your influence. She worked for so many nonprofits and charities, and you started like helping, like doing a documentary with homelessness in Florida. And then you moved over to New York and started in PR. I was wondering if you can kind of dabble into how this cross-virgence of philanthropy and also Hollywood kind of came into the mix for you.
Yeah, I didn't have any connection to Hollywood. So when I started my business 24 years ago, it was literally cold calling the people and the companies that I wanted to work with. And, you know, most people hung up on me. They were like, we don't know who you are. Click. But luckily, there were a few people that gave me a chance. And I also showed up at the offices of the record labels that I wanted to work with and befriended some of the receptionists. And I would, you know, use the very little money I had at the time, but to buy them like coffee and bagels or donuts or bring them flowers and, you know, just kind of let people know that I just moved here and I need this chance to like start my life over. And, you know, I have some big ideas and just give me a few minutes with your boss and I promise I'm going to make you look good. And thankfully, after, you know, turning up for a few weeks, there were a few people that said, all right, I'll get you a few minutes with my boss. And so, yeah, it was just all about really understanding that I could not fail. I had to succeed. I didn't have any other choice. And, you know, when you move to a new city at 19 and you don't know anyone and you have a few $100 to your name and a few suitcases and no place to live, you have to make it. And, you know, you mentioned my grandma a few moments ago, and yeah, she was my inspiration, my everything. She raised me, and, you know, she was someone that I saw my entire life just living this beautiful life of service and being a helper and giving back every chance she got. She was not a professional fundraiser for a living. She was just someone who cared about the community. And so she ended up being president of organizations like ORT and the local City of Hope chapter in Miami. Wow. And I was watching her, you know, produce these charity fashion shows and, you know, ask small businesses for items for, you know, the silent auction and the live auction and raffles. And I was just in awe of her and so amazed that she was relentless when it came to helping others. And I didn't realize it as a kid, but, you know, now having all of this life experience and wisdom decades later, I realized that it was being imprinted, you know, on my soul that whole time, watching my Nima in action, just being a force for good. And I wanted to grow up and be just like her. So that was part of what inspired my story and why I became a social entrepreneur.
Wow, that's so amazing. And now you have this amazing platform with your husband that you started. Can you tell us a little bit about True Heart and how that catalyst, how did that all start?
Yeah, so we have two companies under our True Heart umbrella. So our first social impact company is our True Heart Cause Agency. And I started that business 24 years ago. And we work at the intersection of Hollywood and philanthropy. So we specialize in teaming up celebrities and purpose-driven brands to help raise millions of dollars for great causes. And we produce these global social impact campaigns that really shine a major spotlight on the mission of the charity and then drive hundreds of millions to billions of media impressions across traditional media and social media. And with the agency work, we've been so blessed to work with, you know, amazing athletes and actors and musicians and now this whole world of social media influencers, but who really want to use their platform for good and to give back and make a difference. And then the second True Heart purpose-driven company is our social impact search engine, which we launched this summer. And it's a pretty simple concept. You know, when you search with us at trueheart.com, we donate 80% of our net proceeds to our six nonprofit partners who work to help people, animals, and the planet. So, you know, you might not know, Lori, most people didn't know this, but the search engine industry makes hundreds of billions of dollars every year. And so, you know, we figured all that wealth right now is being accumulated by a few massive companies. What if we could redirect some of that wealth to these best-in-class nonprofits who are on the front lines transforming local communities across the globe? And so it's a way that you can consciously commit to taking your power back and having your searches make a social and environmental impact. And it's free.
Yeah, that was what was so amazing to me is that the power of giving. And sometimes I feel that like even your company is so creative in that realm, because a lot of people are like, especially with philanthropy, they're like, oh, I can't cut the check. I can't write the check. And your platform provides that answer, you know, for those that maybe like during this holiday season might not be able to, you know, write a check because of due to the pandemic and other things, but they can definitely come on TrueHeart and do searches. How does that work? And how to like, is it different segment of charities, or can it be a specific charity when they're doing their searches?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you can use whatever browser you're already using. So if you love, you know, Chrome or Mozilla or Firefox, we have an extension. And so it takes about 10 seconds to download our extension on your computer. And then if you're on your mobile phone or your tablet, we have what's called a progressive web app. So you'll tap our red heart icon, and then you would search just as you would on any other platform. But the difference is when you're searching with us, we're donating 80% of our net profits to Global Green to help protect the planet, to Smile Train, which is providing 100% free cleft surgeries to kids in need all over the world, to Action Against Hunger, who provides meals and essential services to people in need in over 46 countries, to Variety Boys and Girls Club, who's providing college scholarships to kids who are talented and deserving and need financial aid, to PFLAG National, who provides life-saving support to LGBTQ plus people, and then to Four Paws for Ability, who promotes animal welfare and provides service dogs for disabled veterans and children with different serious illnesses. So there's six amazing causes that people can get behind, and we split our proceeds evenly with all six of our beneficiaries. So, you know, grants, thank you. And these grants go to very specific programs and services that I just mentioned. So, you know, rather than raise money for general funds where most people say, hey, I don't know, like, where did the money I donate go? We produce these beautiful impact videos. So at the end of all of our campaigns, everyone that was a part of it who came together to make a difference can see where every dollar went to make an impact. And that's what that's really so cool. excites people in philanthropy, because doing good feels good. And so it's a positive, you know, addiction. And once you experience that, you want to continue to help people. I think most people have great hearts and they want to make a difference. They just don't know how. And as you alluded to, Lori, especially, you know, in the midst of a global pandemic, the majority of people don't have disposable income to donate. And that's where Scott and I said, let's use the power of tech for good. And create a free and easy tool that anyone, you know, ages 8 to 80 can use and feel like it's one small action every day that they're already doing. But now they could do it with us at TrueHeart and know that they're actually changing the world.
That's so cool and amazing and definitely really impactful, because just by search engines alone, like everyone uses a search engine. So just kind of taking that shift and going to TrueHeart and doing your searches through TrueHeart is like a cool way to give back to your communities and different charities. That's amazing. I have a question for you. I was reading an article about you, and there was, I guess, like you were talking about kindness, and I feel like that's definitely a relevant topic, and especially with creativity and centered around that, and creatives. There was an amazing story, I guess, with an artist and their kindness. I don't know if I'm like hinting at it, but I think it was a performer or something, and you were kind of like stiffed on a bill and you didn't know what to do. I guess, could you go a little bit more into that story and the kindness around that? It just was so inspiring to me.
Yeah. Dave Matthews, I was always a massive fan of his music. When I was in college, I probably saw him in concert 10 times and just thought that he was this amazing performer, and through his gift of music was just projecting like love and like good vibes. So I wasn't surprised that when I had the chance to meet him and spend time with him, he was all those things and more. The long story short of it was, I was doing PR for a woman who was on one of the seasons of MTV's The Real World, and she was also a musician. And so she was looking for a record deal for her new album that she wanted to release. And so MTV flew us out here for a Real World reunion special. And then while we came from New York to LA, I said to my client, let's set up some, you know, meetings, and I'll call all of my label exec friends and let's see, you know, if we can get some people interested. So we were staying at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills. That's where MTV was kind enough to put us up. And I said, let's just make it easy. Let's have everyone, you know, meet us in the lounge there. And so, yeah, so it was like a who's who of the music industry that I rang up, like really big A&R execs and marketing folks. And there was a big group, like 12, 15 people. It was all men. Like, you know, the music industry has changed a little bit since then. There's more women in positions of power. Just a tiny bit. tiny bit. But yeah, there were no women at this meeting, unfortunately. I think if there were, it would have been a different outcome. Yeah. But no offense, guys. But yeah, so it was going great. We were having a great conversation. People loved, you know, her demo. And we're saying that they were excited about all the PR and marketing that we were generating. And these guys were just ordering like the fanciest shit. You know, someone had lobster, they ordered champagne. Like, I'm a non-drinker. My client was a non-drinker. Like, I think I had like a cranberry juice. We didn't even order food because we're like, it's so expensive here, we can't afford it. And you know, they were getting desserts, cocktails, dinner. So the end of the night rolls around. It's like a little after 11. And they just start leaving one by one. And we stupidly just assume that when they left, they were like going to settle up their portion of the bill with the server. Well, that was not the case. And when my client and I were the last, you know, two standing there, we get delivered a bill by the server, and it was a few grand. And my heart just sank, because this was early on in my career, and I couldn't afford to like pay a few thousand dollars. And my client was an indie artist. She couldn't either. And we just felt like, what the, hey man, like these are the biggest record execs in the biz. They all have expense accounts. Like, I can't believe that they would like dine and ditch on us, you know? And so we just started crying, and Dave Matthews and his whole band was sitting a few tables over, and just the random, beautiful way the small world works, it turned out that Dave Matthews and my client at the time were from the same city. So he had actually met her through a mutual friend, like right after she got on The Real World, and knew that she was in music. So he had recognized her, and he literally just came right over, grabbed the check, and paid for it. And we were like, oh my gosh. And we were like, no, we can't let you do that. And he said, listen, I know most of the people that were at the table, like having dinner. And I'm just shocked that like no one settled up and paid the bill, and like they left you with this. And he had said, I'm so blessed to have this amazing career in music that pays me to do what I love. So I'm going to pay it forward and help you guys out now. And that's my pleasure. And you guys always just pay it forward when you're in a position of success where you can. And then we ended up hanging out with him and the band for hours. The staff were so nice. They let us like stay a while longer. And then he said, oh, well, we're doing shows at Dodger Stadium. Do you want to be our guest and also come to the rehearsal and like see how we put the whole show together? And we were freaking out. We're like, this is so cool. So we actually rode on the bus with them to Dodger Stadium. They gave us a whole like breakdown of the tour. We got to sit in the booth with the tech team for the rehearsals. And then we were backstage for the show. And it was just one of those things that renewed my faith in humanity when I was starting out, you know, as a young woman in the entertainment industry, that there are good people, you know, who'll look out for you and want to help when they can. And so I'll always remember that, you know, for the rest of my life, that Dave Matthews swooped in, took care of the deal because he could, but it was like a pleasure for him to do it. He said it was no big deal. And I think, you know, that's what life is about, just paying it forward and being kind to other people. And I always remember that
I
and
agree.
Try to live that way myself.
That's so beautiful. And yeah, I definitely see you paying it forward in multiple avenues. And it's just beautiful to see that in full circle. I guess my question, especially for our listeners, you know, we're always trying to level up our creativity and, you know, find different tools to help us get there. Being that you're kind of, you know, a seasoned entertainment and philanthropist and social entrepreneur, what are some of these tools that you use to keep yourself creative, coming up with these amazing ideas, whether they're PR strategies, whether they're, you know, creating a amazing platform? I consider like True Heart basically a competitor to Google. So how do you like come up with these ideas? And are there some tools that maybe you can share with some of our listeners?
Yeah. I mean, to be creative, I think, you know, you always have to be, innovating and coming up with new ideas. And if people tell you that the idea sounds crazy, I think then you know that you're onto something, right? Because some of the brightest, most creative minds were laughed at, were told they were never going to make it, and they were tenacious and they never gave up. So I'm a big believer in dreaming big, but also having a concrete plan to accomplish those dreams. So you kind of have to back into it, you know, work backwards once you figure out what your end game is with that dream, and then say, all right, now how do I go and accomplish that? And make sure you have a plan that you're going to follow through on. Otherwise, you just have this cool idea that you're going to talk about with your family and friends, but it'll never get accomplished. For me, one of the things that helps kind of, you know, get these ideas going and the creative juices flowing is being out there in nature. So Hawaii is one of my favorite places to visit. And I always find that, it's so chill. And it's such a beautiful place to spiritually connect to the land. And every time I've come back from a trip to Hawaii, I have the most amazing ideas because all the stress melts away and I'm just in touch with nature. And I take, you know, that moment of self-care to just breathe. And I get so inspired and just fired up. And so you got to find that place wherever it is for you.
Yeah.
That really like lights you up. You know, hiking is another beautiful way to be in touch with nature. Just like taking a walk every day, even if it's just for 10, 15 minutes, you'll find that then, you know, when you're in the moment, the present moment in the now, and not thinking about the past or worrying about the future, but focusing on what's happening literally in this moment, that then it enables you to generate new ideas and be creative. And having someone to bounce ideas, you know, off of and get feedback is also priceless. You know, for me, I'm blessed because one of my, you know, top three favorite humans is my husband, Scott, and we're business partners. So, you know, he's so talented and creative. So when one of us has an idea, like we're the sounding board for the other person, and then we kind of, you know, develop it and nurture it together. And it's a really beautiful blend of teamwork because, all right, someone's adding in another ingredient and another ingredient. And then you've got this like beautiful recipe of, all right, here's where it started. But then when we took it out of the oven, you know, here's the final cake, so to speak. It's become something else, right? Because we've added all these different ingredients into it to really make the idea grow. So, you know, I'll give one quick tool that I love for anyone that works in media and PR. And this was an absolute game changer. So when I do a press for a campaign, you know, mm-hmm. oftentimes we're in contact with 500 to 1,000 plus journalists. Wow. And back in the day, this was insanely time consuming because I would have to email every reporter and producer one at a time.
Wow.
Yeah. Insane. Yeah. And so it could take me like 12 to 14 hours to get a press release out and pitch a story. Mm-hmm. Well, in the last few years, there are a few platforms that have been developed that completely streamline this process. And so one that we love is called Prowly, and it enables you to set up your own professional newsroom to house all your press releases on your website. So with your own branding, but then you can also load in your database of media contacts, which no one else gets to see. It's just yours. Yeah. In your private member area. And then you can service all of your press releases out with all of your assets. So if you have video assets, photo assets, logos through the Prowly system. So, and you can set it to whatever specific date and time. So in one click, what used to take like a half a day or a full day of work to do, you're getting it done in one click. And then they also have a database of over 1 million reporters and, you know, producers and bloggers and podcast hosts. So you can also add to your database and search by different topics. So for me, streamlining things and finding ways to save, you know, time, our most precious commodity, and money, and just be more efficient, I think also helps you, you know, be a better entrepreneur and achieve more success. So I recommend, you know, whatever industry you're in, where you're being creative and you're living beyond your limits, that you find those tools that just make your life and your business a lot easier.
They're like, you know, I'm making these things and, you know, you need to be of service to me, but I feel like that's not the best perspective. And, you know, to really get your creativity out there, because then you're not like being a team. I guess it's not like a team building thing, because I think as you grow, others grow.
And, yes.
And it's all about that growth and helping each other grow and not just being kind of like a one-sided situation, because we're each, I think, like just growth in general is inevitable. It's kind of like the podcast, Limitless Creativity. It's limitless. And with that, you know, it has no bounds. And if you're there, you know, helping each other along the way, you can, you know, get to that, your dream goals, right? Like you were saying.
I completely agree, Lori. And I think oftentimes people, they're too focused on what they can get from other people and they're not considering what they could be giving back. And the relationships are just one-sided, where, you know, one person or one company is taking and the other person is like, hey, what about me? Don't I get something like out of this situation? Isn't there any benefit for everything I'm putting in? So what you're saying is 100% true. And, you know, your podcast is called Limitless, which I love. And if you think about it, success is limitless, like for every human being on this planet, not just as individuals, but as humanity. There's no cap on what we can achieve as individuals and as a society. It's endless what's possible. So because everything is possible, we don't have to look at each other as competitors. And this has come up so many times in my career where people say, who's your biggest competition? Who are you afraid of? Who are you bidding, you know, on a job against? And people are shocked when I've always said, I don't think I have competition, and not in a cocky way, meaning that there's nobody else who can perform a good service like I can. But I mean, from the standpoint of, I don't view people as competition in a way where I'm trying to like elbow them out of the way. You know, I look at it like everyone is following their dreams. We're all talented. We all have something to bring to the table. There's room for everybody, right?
I agree. Yeah.
And so if I put a proposal out for a project and I don't get it and another company gets hired, I'm like, bravo to that company. And I'm cheering them on and great. Here's another cause agency that's doing good in the world. I wish there was a million more cause agencies, because it would mean that there's just more good being done in the world. So I look at it from the perspective of, we could all be cheering each other on and being a support system. And instead of looking at it from this negative perspective, like if somebody else wins, I lose. No, everybody can still win. Someone else's success does not bring you down. actually, mm-hmm. if you're learning from it, and like you said, Lori, if you're a team and you're supporting mm-hmm. each other, you're actually coming up together. So
yeah.
just like flip it and reverse it in your mind and realize like there's enough room for everybody to win and succeed.
I totally agree. And it's interesting because even in this article that was written about you, you claim this win-win strategy. And I just wanted to go a little bit more in depth on what is that like? How do you find those win-wins? So it's like, you know, everyone's winning in the whole circumstance.
Yeah. I mean, in every project or social impact campaign we do, the first thing we're thinking about is what's the win for everyone involved? You know, what's mm-hmm. the win for the brand that wants to give back, the celebrity that wants to give back, the nonprofit that we're helping? How does everyone succeed together? You know, mm-hmm. we want to fund an incredible project for the deserving charity, checkbox there. We mm-hmm. want to make sure that the celebrity gets to highlight their humanitarian work and gets a lot of visibility because they're using their platform for good, checkbox mm-hmm. there. You know, we want to make sure that the brand gets that halo effect and they're not seen as a company that just is saying, hey, buy my products and services, but they're actually mm-hmm. being recognized as a company that cares about the community and is putting money back into it in a meaningful way. Checkbox mm-hmm. there. So, you know, we have all these KPIs and these objectives that we think mm-hmm. about before we begin a project, where we consider every entity that's involved and how they can all win together. Mm-hmm. And that's why people leave, you know, happy, not just that we teamed up for good and mm-hmm. something beautiful actually happened
yeah.
to help people, animals, or the planet, but there was also a win for them too and their mm-hmm. brand, whether it be a company or a celebrity or athlete's personal brand. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to achieve in business because I think if you're someone who comes at it from a standpoint of, you know, it's all me, 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 what can I get? I got to mm-hmm. make the most amount of money, drive the fanciest cars, live in a mansion. Uh-huh. I mean, at a certain point, like people are going to call you out on your bullshit and realize you're just a taker. But yeah. if you come at it from a standpoint of, listen, I just want to give back. I want to help you. You're helping me. We're helping mm-hmm. the world together. Everybody's winning. Everyone's succeeding. Mm-hmm. Then you do build, as you said a few moments ago, which I love, Lori, mm-hmm. this camaraderie and this, yeah. this team. And so mm-hmm. if people realize that, again, like I said a few minutes ago, we're not competitors, but mm-hmm. we're allies in each other's yeah. success, then more success will be created. And I think it also starts when there's really successful people who have power that mm-hmm. make room for other people, especially mm-hmm. marginalized people, you know, yeah. women and people of color who are largely excluded from having a seat at the table. You need to make those chairs available for them. And then once you do, give them the power, the autonomy, and the respect to have their voices heard. Otherwise, change yeah. will never happen, no matter what industry it's in. So it's responsibility of those people in power to say, I have to mentor this next generation that's coming up. Mm-hmm. and open these doors for them. Because otherwise, mm-hmm. what's the point of you having all of that power if you're not, like my favorite quote from, you know, Spider-Man, mm-hmm. using it responsibly?
Yeah. Wow. I love how you quoted Spider-Man in there. it's like being these change agents and creatives and these powerful forces, I guess, what would be your ultimate like advice for our creatives? Because, you know, we're coming to wrapping up, and I know that you have so many tools and things to share, but what would that one creative tool or tip be?
Oh gosh. I mean, I've learned so many lessons over the years, by doing and failing mm-hmm. and succeeding. So don't be afraid to fall on your butt and then pick yourself back up, because it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to what happens mm-hmm. to you that defines your character. So, you know, if you are a creative person and you're starting a business, shit's going to happen, because sometimes life is unfair and you go mm-hmm. through tragedy and trauma and pain in your life. That's part of the human experience. No one mm-hmm. is immune to that. We all have to deal with that, yeah. but it's how you respond to those setbacks. That's what defines who you are. And the lessons you learn from them are priceless. And so, you know, in the moment, I had things throughout my career that felt like devastating blows. And, you know, you get so worked up and you think, oh, how am I going to recover from this? Like, is this going to put me out of business? Like, someone just stole all this money from me, or, you know, someone ripped off my website. I mean, these are things that happen to me. But then when you take a step back and there's time and space and distance from it, and you just like breathe and you relax, you realize this is part of the experience and the journey. And what doesn't kill me makes me stronger, right? I'm going to learn from it. And everything you have to succeed, you already have inside of you. No one can steal those things from you. No one can rob you of your creativity, your hopes, your dreams, your amazing ideas. Those are yours and they're yours alone. So, you know, if you get knocked down, you're the one that gets to pick yourself back up. And let me tell you, I've reinvented myself like so many times in my life. I feel like I'm a cat. You know, I've been blessed. I've had like kind of like the nine lives, knock on wood, but you know, you can reinvent yourself. And if something crappy happens, start all over. You know, you don't have to like be down for the count and, you know, call the TKO there. No, you're not knocked out. Like, get your butt up and believe in yourself and start over. And if you have one good idea, what I've learned throughout my career is it means that you have lots of other good ideas inside of you. So don't think, oh, I just blew my one good idea, you know, or I went in business with the wrong person. It didn't work out. Well, you had one amazing idea, which means you're capable of having lots more amazing ideas. So just focus back inward on whatever is going to like fire you up and inspire you to be creative. And the next beautiful idea will come. So that's what I'd say to, you know, anyone who's creative or starting a business, like, learn from all the shitty mistakes that I made and anyone else that, you know, and just try not to make the same stupid mistake twice. Make new stupid mistakes, but don't repeat the mistakes.
Right. I totally agree with that. Amy, you remind me of Rocky right now. Just get back up, right?
Get back up.
Wow. That was so amazing. And you gave us so many amazing tools from, you know, reconstructing what's your dream, like what's the end goal, and then taking it back and figuring out those steps to going out, tapping into nature, hikes, to help you reset, finding those win-wins. Man, I know that our listeners will have taken so much, and I'm so appreciative of you coming on the podcast, the Limitless Podcast. So I just want to say thank you. And what can some of our listeners do? I guess they can go visit True Heart, the platform. Can you tell us, like, maybe is there anything that you guys are doing during the holidays to get more searches and stuff like that?
Yeah, we would just love to invite all of your fabulous listeners to join our True Heart community. Super amazing. Simple. Visit us at trueheart.com. You can search to change the world with us. As I said before, it's free and easy. So we'd love to have you as part of our community. And then you'll see if you check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at We Are True Heart, exactly as those four words are spelled. We will be announcing some of our cause agency social impact campaigns for the holidays soon. So there'll be some really cool ways that people can help out a lot of our favorite charities who, you know, after the last crazy 2 years of the pandemic have been struggling to keep their doors open and their lights on. So it'll be nice to spread some holiday cheer to people who really need it and deserve it. And yeah, and I'm just a big fan of yours, Lori. You're a strong, powerful, creative, badass woman in the biz.
You
and I'm
too.
So thank you. I'm so happy to know you and grateful to be on your show and to see you out there spreading creativity and putting out beautiful content.
I feel like it's all about creativity and kindness, which was one thing that really inspired me with your story and, you know, being a badass, you know, business owner, female business owner, doing her thing. So I just really appreciate you. And thank you so much for joining Limitless. And for all the Limitless creatives out there, thank you so much for tuning in. You're limitless and just keep going for those ideas. Like Amy said, you know, you have an inner Rocky in you, and just dust yourself off and get back up and keep those ideas going.